Hockey Week across America continues. The theme for today is Stick Salute Day. Joining us now, we saw him in Florida. Scotty had a great interview with him, and he's back. Pat Kelleher, Executive Director of USA Hockey, is on the program. Pat, I saw you at the great NHL party, and I'm a loud talker, so is Luke Tardif. Did you eavesdrop on our conversation about best-on-best hockey, Pat? Welcome.
I promise I did not. Well, glad to be here, guys. I promise I did not eavesdrop on it, but I'd imagine, Steve, you're probably like-minded as I am to try and get the best-on-best back as soon as we can.
So where are we? Like, where are we? I mean, you're an insider. Like, you're in there. Like, you know. So 2016, I'm going to be interviewing Brad Marchand in a couple of hours. The interview will be played tomorrow. 2016, Pat, that's a long time ago. Like, these kids, they need to see it, Pat. What can you tell us?
Yeah, no, we'd all love to see it. I think I think a lot of us, obviously fans, would love to see it, no question about it. But for us, frankly, for USA Hockey, we want to see it happen too because of where we are with our player pool. I know last year when we were getting ready for the Olympics and obviously all the unfortunate stuff that happened to change it where the NHL wasn't able to go to the Olympics, you know, we were ready and talking to Billy Guerin, and every interview you heard from Billy, who was our GM, or going to be our GM for the Olympic team, was like, hey, this generation of players, we want to see Auston Matthews out there with Patrick Kane and some other great players and obviously some young guys coming up. So we're certainly hopeful for the future. A lot of moving parts, as you can, imagine or trust, but I know everybody's working to try and find a way to make it happen.
Is one of the proud maybe thing to be able to showcase when you do best on best is the fact that players now are coming from many different locations in the U.S. Like, it's not just Michigan. It's not just Massachusetts. It's everywhere. And I know we talk about it a lot when Auston Matthews and the Leafs play in Arizona, when the All-Star game is in Florida, but having that on an international stage and say, hey, we've got players coming from everywhere in the United States. Is that something that you guys want to be able to showcase more with the best on best?
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about that a lot with our, you know, usually our world junior team over the last probably 10 years has had dramatic change in where those players come from. You know, we have players from all over on those rosters as well. And certainly in our women's program and our sled program as well, when you have the best on best players in the world at the NHL level that are playing, then the story just gets broadcast a little further, a little wider, and you can tell that story, that our game truly is national and that everybody plays all over the country, and there are players at all levels coming from different parts of the U.S., and that's exciting, I think, for everybody in hockey.
We're with Pat Kelleher, Executive Director, USA Hockey. Hockey Week across America continues. Stick Salute Day today, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But it is February 22nd. Where were you 43 years ago? Right about now, I think we were watching live. I think Al Michaels and Ken Dryden, they were recording. So did you see it at night, or did you know what was going on live, Pat?
I saw it at night, and I will admit to being nine years old in Belmont, Massachusetts. I don't think I knew what had happened until it came on, but remember being there. And I have four younger brothers. Not all of them were born at that time. Three of them were, and then my parents. And just remember being at home and literally remember from there on, you wanted to be, as a young hockey player, you loved it anyways. You saw that, and then that was always the thing growing up from then and beyond and forever, I think, for most kids of my generation, that we want to play in the Olympics. Like, look at that, the miracle on ice. So, yeah, I remember it vividly. It's amazing then. I still get goosebumps now.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously I grew up in Canada, so for me it was a bit of a different, you know, upbringing with watching the Olympics, you know, the pass through the legs of Mario Lemieux and all of that, which was just fantastic for Team Canada. But I love the rivalry, not just at the men's, stage, but at the women's stage, and having the, you know, the Summit Series and the Super Series that they're playing. And so how is that combining, like, the men's international stage and then having the women's also be able to now generate their own buzz with the game? What does that feel for USA Hockey to be able to just put two elite programs and see the future coming through with the great role models that they have right now?
Yeah, I mean, it all comes from the grassroots tennis. From being, I know, spending time in Buffalo, you know what goes on the grassroots level there, and the people that work out in the field to make hockey better every day in every community where it's played. But having that elite level, whether it's the men in the NHL are best on best, but tonight our women against Canada in a game seven in the rivalry series, game seven on the NHL Network tonight is outstanding for all of USA Hockey. I think back in the past, we probably would say, oh, it's great for the women to watch it, but you know, and the young girls to watch it. Now it's for everybody to watch because the play of the female athletes is so good. And when you get Canada and US on any ice surface, anywhere in the world, you know it's going to be a battle. And for us, we're, you know, right now on the women's side and frankly on the men's side, we're chasing Canada. The Canadian women have won a few of the more recent battles. And, you know, but I feel good about our team and our players. And hopefully, again, I think as you guys know, it's also a very special anniversary today for us on the women's side that 5 years ago, our women's team in 2018 won the gold medal in Pyeongchang in spectacular fashion. And tonight's game will be a little bit different than a gold medal game in the Olympics, but certainly we're excited to watch our team play tonight. And I'm sure it'll no doubt will be another great game on the ice between U.S. and Canada.
Good point by you, Pat. I'm glad that you brought that up. And I remember the first ever world championship for the women that goes back to 1990 that I was softly a part of as a young reporter with TSN. Michael Landsberg had the call, and that seems like a long time ago. Today is Stick Salute Day, and I think when people saw some of the stuff on social media, you know, it reminded us of, sadly, the Humboldt Broncos and sticks outside for Humboldt. And I saw a few of the tweets about something that you're doing. So what's today about? And what is the theme about, Pat?
Today with the Stick Salute is just another day to celebrate people in our game. You know, when we score a goal on the ice, we raise our sticks. You mentioned some of the unfortunate tragedies where the Stick Salute outside, you know, has a different meaning. I think today we're trying to look the hopeful, the positive, that you raise your stick when you score a goal and celebrate people, teammates and coaches and volunteers with this one today. You know, we have a different theme every day. And this one, you know, I think about it and I want to give a stick salute to the coaches that have been with my kids in hockey. And, you know, right now my son's a senior at Cheyenne Mountain High School getting ready for the playoffs. And Coach Austin's done an incredible job with his group and team. We have volunteers there, parents that do a ton for us. And then, you know, even for at USA Hockey, we have a lot of staff that they work in hockey every single day, but then we have a bunch of staff that go out and coach their kids or other kids in youth programs and high school programs. And I think that's what today is about. A stick salute to all those volunteers that do it in the grassroots for us all the time and you know, celebrate with them the things that they do and the opportunities they provide for kids and people in our game.
Pat, earlier this winter, I took part of a try goalie for the day or for a practice USA Hockey like initiative where all these kids, these 10-year-olds were on the ice skating, and then they would get the goalie equipment to put over their gear and they would try goalie. And a friend of mine, David Leggio, who's also was part of the men's hockey team in Pyeongchang, you know, during the Olympics, brought me along, and I now have a USA Hockey goaltending sticker on my phone for that. But there's so many programs for boys and girls, many different avenues to try the game. Where can they get more information, and how do they get involved into starting their young child into the game, especially trying to be a goalie, trying to be a player, learn to skate, and all of that stuff?
Yeah, so the best place for people to get started is at tryhockeyforfree.com. As one of the big initiatives of Hockey Week Across America, Saturday, February 25th, is Try Hockey for Free Day. And we have, I think, close to 300 sites around the country where kids will take their first steps on the ice with the USA Hockey program in their local communities through a Try Hockey for Free program. And that's really where a lot of kids get introduced to the game. Obviously, at this time of the year, you know, I look outside the window here in Colorado Springs and we got the snow going. It's cold out there. It feels like hockey weather. And in other parts of our country, you know, you go down, you mentioned Steve in Florida, like it was fantastic weather down there, but that's hockey season down there in Florida or Arizona or Southern California. So tryhockeyforfree.com is a great spot. And Martin, for what you said there, for try goalie, we've made a big push on that because we need everybody needs and wants goalies and better goalies all the time. So we have a great goalie initiative led by Steve Thompson, our staff, and our past president, past chair of the board, Ron DiGregorio, both have a huge passion for introducing kids, boys and girls, to goaltending. We can't be successful at the highest levels or almost at any level without a great goaltender. So that's another big push that we've had to allow kids, once they get into the game, to try goalie as well and see if it's something they want to do.
Try hockey for free. I like that. Is that your idea? That sounds like a bonus. Like, that's a beautiful, that's a great, you're going to take credit for that one, or is that part of the staff, Pat? That's a great idea.
Our try hockey for free goes back. We've been doing it for a few years. So it has a lot of proud parents for try hockey for free. And it's been something that's been a big kind of a tent pole for us. We do one event in November, and then we do a second try hockey every year in November. And we're introducing, through those 2 days alone, close to 15,000 kids a year to hockey. And it's really important for us, for all of our NHL partners, for all of certainly our rink operators and our youth programs, to really bring kids to the ice, give them an experience, and invite them to come back and play hockey.
What do you say to parents that say, well, it costs a lot to play hockey? And I always answer the same thing, saying, it doesn't cost a lot to start. Like, you can really see if you like it, if you want to invest in it, just like any other and you know, sports or hobby, there may be an investment later. But what do you tell parents that say, oh, hockey, it's so expensive and it costs a lot, we don't want to go that way?
Yeah, sadly, you're right. And sadly, it has been expensive to start with for people. And we've really made a push and really worked with our local programs to say, listen, we got to get kids in and give families an opportunity to fall in love with hockey. We don't have to require them to fall in love with it financially to start with. We have to give them an opportunity. And that goes to, how do we break down the barriers of entry with cost and time commitment and just too much too soon for kids and families? So that's really been a big push. And then really, Martin, what I say to people is, hey, you know what? Hockey is an investment in your child. We are very unique as a sport. It does take a little bit of an extra effort, but it pays off in what it teaches to our children. So I look at it, and I look at it from my own kids. They learn how to fall down and get up. They learn how to interact with teammates. They got to have the experience of being in a locker room with their kids, their other players and coaches, and how to deal with different situations that come up in hockey. So, you know, we really look at it, hey, it is an investment, but it's an investment in your child. We think hockey certainly is the best game in the world. And so we want to make sure we introduce it to as many people as possible, give them the opportunity to get involved, and then provide them with the best experience so they can fall in love with it, and they're willing to make that investment as their child gets a little bit older and a little bit more involved in our sport.
Well said. Karate is expensive. Piano is expensive. My 0-2 forward defenseman's playing tonight, college hockey, big game. When she switched from figure skating to hockey, things got less expensive, Pat. Figure skating can be very expensive as well. Before we let you go, Patty Kane, Chris Chelios, Mike Medano, Pat LaFontaine, JR, Keith Tkachuk, Matthews, or other, who's your vote for, since we're ending on a great player note?
Ooh, that is a laundry list right there. And I, you know, you look at what Patrick Kane's done over his career here now as the most recent vintage. And then I go back to when I was growing up, and he'll probably kill me for saying this, but Patty LaFontaine was always something to watch back in the day.
Great stuff. Pat, I wish we had more time. Great stuff. Continue success. Enjoy everything, including Saturday as well. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you. Pat Kelleher, Executive Director, USA Hockey. Now, remember, Mike Medano's listening, and he'll DM me before the break. Your vote, Marty, goes to?
Well, I mean, I sat next to Pat LaFontaine my very first team meal in 1995, my first Sabres training camp. So yeah, I have a little bit of a soft spot for the guy that in practice the next day put about 17 goals behind me on 18 shots. I think he missed the net on one of them.
Yeah, all special. Love Medano and the hair and the jersey flying. Patty was great. Too bad a career ended a little bit earlier, or those numbers would have been inflated, right, Marty? Inflated. And what a great guy. Like, what a great guy. They're all great guys that I know, Mike Medano, but Patty LaFontaine, he's as as nice as the day is long.